From the Daily Star, Bonnie Blue breaks silence over her permanent ban from adult site. OF, only freaks, I call it. Some people call it only fools. Both are fitting. After extreme content, and she didn't even make the extreme content to get banned. She just said what her plan was. So if you don't know who Bonnie Blue is, this is the disgusting broad, toe jam, equivalent value-wise, if you ask me, who slept with something like 1,057 men in, I don't even think it was 24 hours. It was something like 12 hours or something. I guess she had to get her beauty sleep. She needs it. She looks like she's 57, if you ask me. And she's only 25, actually, which is crazy. So this is that chick. I don't know how that works exactly. Does it count as a sexual encounter if there's no completion? So what counts is, because I've had sex with broads that lasted 13 hours, literally. I'm a genetic phenomenon when it comes to stamina. I once ran 100 miles just to see if I could. When I was 10 years old, I competed in a 100-mile skate-a-thon for cancer. And I skated 100 miles in 10 hours at age 10. So, yeah. So that's pretty much the equivalent, I guess. If I have sex with a woman for 13 hours and she had sex with 1,052 men, am I the equivalent of 1,052 men? Maybe. In that sense. I mean, did they all finish? I don't know how that works. How does that work, by the way? How do you count one man as a sexual encounter if he didn't finish? I mean, something like each one of these men was inside her for 20 seconds or something. If you average it out over 12 hours or something. How does that work? How many of these guys actually finished after 20 seconds? I mean, I guess some of them probably did, but how many? Most wouldn't have. I think the majority would not. That's strange. Well, this whole thing is strange. She's strange. It's overall a very odd stunt that she did. And that wasn't enough to get her banned from OnlyFreaks. Can you imagine what she was going to do? How bad that must have been that even the mere mention of it got her banned? Permanent? By the way, that's a permaban. It wasn't like she got suspended for 30 days. So the racy star was essentially booted off of a major adult site earlier this week for posting and intending to make extreme content, something that was not permitted. But what do you mean not permitted? Is having S with, I might as well say it, sex with over 1,000 men in 12 hours, isn't that extreme? Apparently not in this new hedonistic dystopia we live in. Okay, so there's Bonnie Blue, and you look at her, you would think she was like 40, right? At least. She's 25, dudes. She's 25. I mean, there's got to be copious amounts of drugs and alcohol. I'm sorry, but just banging lots of dudes doesn't age your face like that. But you know what does? The booze and the alcohol required to bang 1,000 dudes in 12 hours. So she's broken her silence. Is this broad ever silent? Doesn't she take any publicity as good publicity and run her mouth constantly about how much she loves banging 1,000 dudes in 12 hours? So Bonnie Blue has broken her silence. That's not the only thing that's broken. Didn't she break her butt as well? Her butthole? Or was that somebody else? Okay, I think she did another stunt with some other broad. And that broad got her bumhole broken, literally. Over an adult site's permanent ban of her from the platform. Oh, boy. Oh, she's 26. Oh well, that changes everything. The 26-year-old was sensationally kicked off the subscription site. Wow. Last Monday, June 9th, for posting and intending to make extreme content. A spokesperson told Metro and is not permitted under our acceptable use policy in terms of service. I guess they're not allowed to tell you, but she outlines it in a video I'm going to play in a bit. My boyfriend forced me to... What? Okay. I don't know what that is. Any breach of our terms of service results in content or account deactivation. Do they have a terms of service that's all that specific? Or is their terms of service more like YouTube's terms of service, which doesn't go into much specificity, so they can then ban pretty much whoever they want and say it breached their terms of service. And then you ask them what term of service, and they don't tell you. This is why it's been necessary to take this action. We always act when users breach our terms of service. Really? I'd love to know what the what the ceiling is there. So 1,000 dudes in 12 hours, not breaching terms of service. This next stunt breaches it. Okay. But the disgraced. Is she disgraced, though? I mean, in this modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, ancient Rome reincarnated, 4th and 5th century ancient Rome anyway, near its fall, is she really disgraced? I don't think so. Badge of honor, isn't it, to get the, with the way people are these days, to get booted off of OF for being too extreme? But the disgraced model has hit back, stating that she has been singled out, as her stunts are nothing that other content creators aren't already doing. I mean, I guess there's some, but they're not making much money, and they're not very well advertised, right? I mean, maybe there's some smaller content producers who are trying to do this kind of stuff, though they don't have the kind of pull or reach to be able to get 1,000 dudes to know about their stunts, let alone come and actually participate in them. And a lot of these bras that are these smaller content creators that nobody knows about, so OF is less likely to care about their stunts. A lot of these broads are not that attracted to begin with, which is why they're small content creators on the platform. While they remain unpunished. I don't know about that. I mean, doing similar stunts maybe. So there's a more recent close-up picture. Okay, so right off the bat, I can tell that she's had a nose job. It looks like she has cheek filler. I don't know about her lips. Probably had collagen added. She's obviously not a real blonde. Now, of course, you can tell that by her eyebrows, which she just didn't. And that's a lot of times the case with people who dye their hair. They don't dye the eyebrows because the eyebrows aren't long enough to as easily hide the roots. So why bother? All right. But so she's not real comfortable in her own skin. Doesn't like who she is. I always assume that when I see chicks that are trying to look other than what they actually are to such an extent that they're having their faces cut open, lips filled with garbage, and their hair dyed a completely, totally different color. Yeah, so the Nottinghamshire, yeah, she's a Brit. Big shocker there. She's from one of the top five feminist countries in the world. A born adult star says that prawn corn hosting forum has acted inconsistently. Well, yeah, you're a big name, honey, and you're bringing a lot of negative attention. Claiming it is just given into peer pressure. Maybe. Okay. You're making them look bad. So what? They're a private business. They do what they want, right? Bonnie says, OnlyFreaks took unprecedented action by banning me for making content. I mean, would we call what she does content? I mean, I guess it's technically content because it, you know, has actual length and time involved. And some of it takes a while to watch, especially the 12-hour stunt. While multiple other creators are mimicking my entire marketing techniques and events. But are they, see, this is kind of a straw man, okay? This is kind of a false framing of the issue, because something very specific and not your past content is what got you banned. So she's implying that it's past content creation that got her banned, when really it's her plan to create a new piece of content, a new stunt, that is actually what got her banned. They deemed my content dangerous. No, they deemed your plan for future content that you outlined as dangerous, not prior content. Although I'm the only person creating this content who has never publicly made statements about ending up in the hospital. Right, her friend with the... I think there's another content creator. Maybe it was that content creator that looks kind of like her and did something similar, that did a backdoor stunt with some friend, and that friend's bumhole got busted, but yeah. Due to creating unsafe environments, nor have I... Well, that's just luck, lady. I mean, you're banging 1,000 dudes in 12 hours. It's just luck that your poon didn't get torn to pieces, which, you know, let's be honest, that plumbing ain't looking so good, yo. Nor have I publicly explained my sadness to these events, unlike others who are allowed to stay. So you do have sadness, but I thought you loved your content creation, and it was empowering. It was great as you sucked down a fifth of Jack Daniels and some, nose candy. The main difference between me and the others, I'm more successful. Well, that's probably true. I mean, what's she making, 600 grand a month? And don't cry or bleed after my events. That's incidental. That's luck. And as for the crying part, no, you just drown your sorrows in booze and drugs, probably, looking at how aged you are in relation to your actual chronological age, as I understand my body and my limits. Do you? I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't think you understand your mental limits. You're damaged good, sweetheart. Not only physically, but upstairs as well. And by the way, talking about how your body hasn't been damaged. Just because you haven't been torn open and nearly bled out doesn't mean that there's not wear and use that is being incurred. Bonnie adds that everything she has done on the site has been legal. I mean, okay, so what? They're a private company. They can do what they want. They don't have to entertain your content if they don't want to. And every safety measure that could be taken was, okay? I mean, I don't know if that's saying very much. I mean, if you're doing something that's inherently unsafe, saying that you took every safety measure possible, is that really saying very much? Yeah, I shot him with a 50 caliber, but he held up a big, giant Webster's dictionary to block the bullet. So, insofar as the stunt goes, that was every safety precaution we could possibly take. Well, we took every safety precaution possible. We made sure the angle was just right and everything was scripted out, and we knew that it wasn't going to go through that book. Yeah, but I mean, really, how safe can you be in doing something like that, right? Yeah. She says her extensive checks include ID scanners. Oh, so she knows for sure the guys are over 18. Multiple consent forms. Yeah, because we all know how much people care about men consenting to sexual activity. And signed off documents which prove no coercion. Well, these guys aren't getting paid. What coercion? How are they being coerced? You hold a gun to their head? You threaten them with violence? What is she, 120 pounds soaking wet? What coercion could there be against these dudes? And consumption of alcohol and drugs is also forbidden. Forbidden for them, not for you. You need that stuff to get through this, even though you love it. But I guarantee you, just looking at this pic, she's using copious amounts of substances. Does that look like a 26-year-old to you? Anyway, I also provide everyone the free condoms. Yeah, well, and that's the bare minimum, ain't it? Beverages. Yeah, plastic cup full of Gatorade. And they need to, get them electrolytes so they can last a whole 20 seconds inside you. And materials to hide their identities. Face masks, to the public if they so choose, she adds. But I thought there's nothing shameful about this. Why would you provide face masks? If there's no shame involved, well, I'm not ashamed. Well, then they shouldn't be either, right? By extension. Oh, no. They might be ashamed because there's something shameful going on here, even though it's not shameful. I see, honey. All right. There's a more revealing photo. See, I don't think she's got all that great a body. But, I mean, I guess she's attractive when compared to the majority of heifers that are running around in the Western world. And the fact that over 60% of Western women are not just overweight but obese, I guess it markedly increases her sexual marketplace value. So, yeah. Bonnie continues, my content was deemed dangerous. No. That's implying past tense. They didn't deem your past content dangerous. They deemed your future planned content dangerous. But if I was banned for this, it calls into question the authenticity of the platform. Oh, she's trying to say that they wanted to ban her for her... I don't know what she's saying. This don't make no sense. No other creators had that same treatment. Well, no other creators planned what you were planning. From using underage children to promote OF to content that should be prohibited from the platform. It's my belief that only freaks do not care about the creators or the people. Well, I agree. They're only doing what they have to do to comply with laws and regulations in regards to the type of business that they are. And would you be surprised otherwise? But just the press articles and public pressure. If I didn't have the platform I have for the hard work I've done. Hard work. Yeah. Sweetheart, you literally lay there and let dudes do all the work. What hard work are you doing? Oh, I let 1,000 dudes bang me and I said I loved it and it was the best time I ever had. If we take you at your word, what hard work are you doing? The dudes are doing it all, of course. Well, this is indicative of how reality actually works. The dudes do all the work. She collects all the money. Typical Western broad. Oh, but she's a victim. Yeah. Bonnie adds, it's clear to me that OF have more of a problem with me bonking barely legal dudes than if I use children to promote my content. Is somebody out there using kids to promote their content? I don't know. If they are, I would agree they would need to be banned as well. They have more of an issue with me using consenting adults for content than the other creators doing what I assume is the same thing. Well, they have a problem with the way you're using those consenting adults, not the fact that you're using them to create the content. It's the kind of content that you're planning. I didn't do anything out of the only freak's norm, yet other creators can commit more harmful breaches of TOS and are fined. Well, more harmful breaches, in your opinion, honey. Bonnie has even cited an incident where she was confused with someone else on the site and was given a warning for the upload. Well, okay, so what? Yeah, give it a warning, and then later they figured it out and retracted it. But it was only a warning, so you didn't really suffer any actual consequence once it was straightened out, or even before that. How could a company who doesn't know the difference between its own influencers be a trustworthy source? Oh, come on, honey, everybody makes mistakes. Come on. By the way, you do look like that other broad, I forget her name. She slept with a bunch of dudes as well in the 24-hour period. Oy vey. Anyhow, to finish, the platform has no issue with the content I made. Right, past tense. That's not what you're being banned for. As it was made clear by using these other influencers as examples, they have an issue with me personally. I don't think so. I think so, sweetheart. Only freaks stated any breach of their TOS will lead to account deactivation. That's the case, and I wasn't discriminated against. How did they explain to multiple other creators that also claimed to do the same? Okay, whatever. Let's check that video out now of her telling us what actually got her banned. Okay, so her stunt that got her banned, her planned stunt, is called Bonnie Blue's Petting Zoo. So let's see what she has to say. And this is some really, really out there stuff. So out there that she didn't even get a chance to produce it. Just planning to produce it got her banned from Only Freaks.
What challenges do you have next?
Bonnie Blue's Petting Zoo. I am going to be in a glass box, tied up, and it's going to be open for the public.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know how that works. So it's going to be open for the public, but not really. Everybody's going to be screened beforehand, I assume. When she says open to the public, she means anybody that wants to participate. And then they screen them, and I doubt they do any STD tests. That would cost too much, but I guess they, I don't know what they do. They verify that they're above 18 and that they are wearing a glove. And beyond that, you know, anything is fair game, I guess. She's going to be in a box, tied up. Okay, sounds interesting so far. Open to whoever wants to sign up, as long as they're of legal age and can get a stiffy. All right, with you so far.
Oh my god.
Get me in the box, but people can join me to f*** me, touch me, just look at me.
Any backdoor action? Can they do whatever they want?
Where?
I'm going to be in the center of London, but in a house.
Oh.
Can you imagine being the Airbnb owner of that house? You're going to sell that sucker after she stays there.
Okay, not
in
like...
In a house,
right,
in a glass
okay.
box, yeah.
So I was thinking like David Blaine.
I mean, yeah. I'd love to be on the back of a lorry in a glass box f***ing my way through the London.
Right.
That would probably be illegal.
Probably.
So I want to do 2,000.
2,000, dude, so... And what she didn't say in this, but she said elsewhere... They can do whatever they want. So they can bang her in the back door, in the front door, make her gag on their, you know, salami, whatever size it might be. And she's tied up, and she's in a glass box. I gotta wonder about safety issues, yo. I guess they're probably searching these guys beforehand. I mean, they probably have no clothes on when they go into the box. Okay, so where are they gonna hide a shiv? So I guess she doesn't have to worry about getting stabbed to death, but she's tied up, yo, and she's in a glass box. And I mean, the whole point of a glass box is it's enclosed. So I assume the dude goes in, and even though they're filming while she's in the glass box, they close the door behind the dude, or it wouldn't be a box. Actually, where would the helplessness be if it wasn't closed? So they closed the door. Couldn't he throttle her to death? Couldn't he strangle her to death? Stomp on her head or her neck or something? Or George Floyd her? I mean, I don't know, man. Sounds kind of dangerous. And 2,000 dudes? You better hope one of these dudes ain't a jihadi, yo. He might have a stick of dynamite up his bum and, Allah Buck! You know, you don't know. Self-immolate himself. Go boom. And take you with him. This is crazy. 2,000 dudes. And they can do whatever they want. I don't know. I don't see the appeal. I mean, as far as the backdoor action goes, how tight is her back door, really? I doubt you'd feel it, even. And the front door? I don't know, man. I don't know. All those different schlongs of various shapes and sizes, I gotta think that thing is stretched out big time. I mean, I've been with bros that had two kids, and it was like, you know, a hot dog down a hallway. Can you imagine what her plumbing must be like? Holy crap! Oh, hot dog into the Grand Canyon, yo! So, yeah, that's her planned stunt. And planning it got her essentially banned from Only Freaks. I can see why. I can see why. But then again, really, can I see why? I don't know. What's the big deal? I mean, actually, yeah, where's the problem with this? I mean, okay, she's banged 1,000 dudes. Just not in a glass back door. She'd be, like, tied up. But it's still consensual. I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem. I mean, I see the problem, but I saw the problem with the 1,000 dudes, too. What I don't understand is, where is Only Freaks drawing the line? So, sleeping with 1,000 dudes in 12 hours is okay. But sleeping with 2,000 dudes in 24 hours isn't okay because she's tied up in a glass box. But it's still consensual, isn't it? I mean, I thought that you people on the left, all you degenerate scumbags, were 100% perfectly okay with any kind of interaction that went on between two adults so long as it was consensual. Doesn't matter what they want to do, right? So long as it's consenting. You want to cut my hand off, cook it up and feed it to me? As long as I'm consenting, it's okay, right? If my little boy wants to be a little girl, it's perfectly okay for me to chop off their junk and transform him into a her, right? Because, you know, it's consensual, right? I don't see this. I don't get this. Where's the consistency? Where's the logical consistency here? This doesn't make any sense to me. Now that I think about it, I don't see the line that's delineating between any of this stuff. Where's the line? Where's the cutoff point here? What makes this any more objectionable than anything else she's done? I don't see the difference. Well, she's tied up and it's promoting violence, you see, by promoting having ass relations with women who are tied up. Well, that's not the context of the situation. She's promoting consensual sex between two consenting adults that may or may not include BDSM. So the line is BDSM, really? Well, then there must be zero other content creators on OnlyFreaks that do BDSM, right? I'm going to assume that's wrong. Yeah, so why are they banning her? Yeah, this is kind of weird. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think all this stuff should be banned. All this degenerate crap. Well, maybe not banned. I don't know. But this is like, I don't see where the line is. 1,000 dudes, no line. 2,000 dudes, a line, because it includes her being tied up during the act. Well, the tied up part isn't what we had the problem with necessarily, but it was taking it too far when they put her in a glass box. Well, how's that different than a bedroom? I mean, that's not a glass. I don't understand. How's that different? I mean, it's a room. It's just a small room. So, big room bad, small room good. Or big room good, small room bad. I don't understand. It's just a small room that has transparent walls. So, the problem they have is, I don't know. This is weird. I don't see any consistency here, logically or otherwise. Yeah, it wasn't anything she did in the past that got her banned. It was her plan to bang 2,000 dudes in a glass box while she's tied up, and they can do whatever they want to her, although I doubt that. I think maybe the backdoor stuff would probably be off limits, although if it it wasn't, it's interesting, but not something I'd want to watch. I would be curious as to know how many dudes chose the backdoor option out of 2,000. And I would also wonder, you know, would that go wrong? What if even 10% of these dudes took the backdoor option? That's 200 dudes banging her in the pooper. I would think that would lead to a mess, perhaps. So while I would be morbidly curious about what would happen in that regard, if that was allowed, I don't see how this is out of bounds for OF, honestly, considering their, tally to date probably also includes BDSM content by other creators who are just not as big as her. But let me know what you think. Is this a bridge too far? Is this different than her other content, as in, you know, too extreme even for only freaks? Or is there no logical consistency here? And you can't figure out why she was banned either, because these people seem to be for everything, including whacking off little boys, you know what's. Because their parents told them that being a little effeminate or liking dolls made them a girl. Even though this is all supposed to be about self-identification, so why would you need to change your, you know, parts around? Oh, it's because they might, you know, off themselves, even though that's been proven a lie, and they're actually more likely to off themselves if they do the surgery than if they don't. But let me know what you think about this, Bonnie Blue getting banned from Only Freaks. Is it justified? Is it not justified based upon their own track record? And do you think she'll be okay with her $20 million? I don't think she'll be okay. I think she needs to continue to make money. I think she needs to continue to bring in income. I think she needs to continue this degeneracy to distract herself from her lonely, empty, vapid, decadent, degenerate, lack of meaning and purpose existence, which she might fill with a simp hubby and maybe a kid. That marriage won't last, by the way, and then she'll be just a single mother, probably on large amounts of nose candy and continuing to drown her sorrows in booze. But let me know what you think in the comments section. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And don't forget to consider reaching out to my GoFundMe and making a donation. I nearly kicked the bucket last year. I'm still suffering the side effects from that near-death experience. The medications I take cost a fortune. So if you can afford to make a donation to my GoFundMe and help me out in this time of great need to help me make sure I don't become homeless and unable to do any work of any kind, pay for my medications, and not die from the deprivations of living outdoors, which I'm sure would kill me, please consider making a donation. Go check out my GoFundMe, link in the description, to learn a little bit more. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGTOW Philosopher or the Realist, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.